WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 36 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Plans for YMCA locations in the Twin Cities are moving forward. College Station Councilman Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says we could see one in Bryan first.
YMCA folks are looking at actually providing the recreational center at the Blinn campus, the existing Blinn campus right now, and we're moving in that direction. More to come.
Mooney says it's about a two-year window before dirt is turned and 3 to 3.5 years before ribbons are cut. If you're a business owner in Bryan College Station, make plans to attend the 2016 Economic Outlook Conference this month.
Our keynote speaker is Tracy McDaniel. She's the president and CEO of the Texas Economic Development Corporation. We're really, really thrilled to get her to come in here, but we've got a lot of good speakers that are going to hit you with a lot of numbers.
Chamber of Commerce Vice President Glenn Brewer says tickets are $85 for members and $100 for non-members. Table reservations are also still available. The conference is Wednesday, January 27th. More information is online at bcschamber.org. January 1st marked the first day agencies could start applying for United Way's Community Impact Grants. President Allison Prince says if you're interested in applying, you must attend a mandatory information session today at 10 a.m.
We focus on education, financial stability, and health. So if you have a program in your organization that focuses on any of those three areas, I would say check it out. And it's not just nonprofit organizations if you think of typical social service. If you're a school system, if you are a church, faith-based organization, check out our information.
Prince says they do need an RSVP for the information session to have enough materials available. Call 696-4483. The deadline for grant applications is February 12. Now that concealed handgun license owners are allowed to carry openly, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is pushing to make it easier to get guns. He addressed the issue this weekend on Meet the Press.
And I want to see a day when every American citizen can simply have a gun, does not have to go through a long ordeal or pay a high price. We're going to address that in Texas as well, because it's the right of every individual under the Second Amendment.
Patrick also made his case against President Obama's expected executive gun control action, saying you're never going to stop bad guys from getting guns with background checks at gun shows. Oil prices and gas prices at the pump are expected to continue to fall, despite the stare down between giant oil producers Saudi Arabia and Iran.
3 years ago, an incident like this would have sent gas prices soaring. But Will Spear of Gas Buddy says today it just has Saudi Arabia and Iran scrambling to protect market share.
I don't think Saudi Arabia is going to let them come into the market and take their market share without a fight.
The statewide average across Texas today is $1.74, the lowest since January of 2009. And Spear predicts lower prices going into January and February, despite the Mideast turmoil. This is Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time approaching 7:08. It's 36 degrees. This look at news brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news on the way at 7:30 or any time at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi coming soon. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and luxury limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox Home Comfort System. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling at 979-690-2278 today. That's 979-690-2278 for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year. License number TACLA 28101C. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Howdy, howdy. Make it about 7:09, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Going to do some weather, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine will be with us today, but it'll be passing through some cloudiness. The pattern across the region starting to change. We're partly sunny today, 50 to 55. Turning cloudy tonight after midnight, we run the risk of a shower. Lows by morning, 40 to 45. Cloudy tomorrow. There could be a shower. Highs will be up to about 55 to 60. Showers may be a thunderstorm tomorrow night. Lows 50 to 55. Turning partly sunny Thursday with highs close to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll check your sports here in just a bit with A&M men's basketball getting an SEC player of the week. Men's football getting a football player and a whole lot more coming up in sports. We'll do that quarterback specifically. We'll do that for you coming up about 7:50.
7:10, if you're just needing to feel good, feel all warm and fuzzy inside, don't forget the president will participate in a town hall on gun control. Be on January the 7th. Of course, it'll be on CNN. Of course, Anderson Cooper will be anchoring it. Just to let you know.
I thought gun control was keeping the barrel pointed downrange.
Quit it. It's holding it with two hands.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, anyway. Town hall is taking place after multiple recent shooting attacks.
So how liberally, forgive the pun, is that crowd salted with ringers?
Oh, don't worry about that. he will know his audience. There will be the desired response to, well, mostly. I mean, there'll be a few outliers who will.
So the ringers will be the ones that they bust in that go, okay, now we would like you to dissent, but not terribly.
That's right, and you can't bring signs, but you may nod approvingly. We'll do cutaways of you nodding approvingly as the president tells us what we need to be doing with our gun.
And make sure to gasp at certain statistics.
Yeah. But we'll tell you this, in Pacific Grove, California, Victor Almanza Martinez and two other men allegedly approached four victims and robbed them of their belongings, including the keys to a car. The suspects fled in the vehicle, still missing, but not before he and one of the female victims exchanged Snapchat info and posed for a selfie together. What? I'm going to steal your stuff and take your keys, and will you do a little selfie thing with me? Selfie was the break in the case. It's all the police needed. They've arrested him. How stupid is Victor Almanza Martinez? And his buddies have to be almost as stupid, because shouldn't they said, I don't think you want to be taking a selfie with her.
You would almost think he was from Florida.
Well, maybe he moved.
Or China.
Taylor Swift is America's most desirable neighbor. Taylor Swift.
Oh, T-Swizzle.
America's least desirable neighbor?
Charlie Sheen.
Donald Trump. Zillow's annual poll asks U.S. American adults which celebrities they would most like to have as their neighbor, as well as whom they wouldn't want to share a fence with. Now, again, you're assuming these people would be home all the time. Neither of these people are home very much.
Yeah, Trump would be a great neighbor because you know he's not renting out his apartment or his house for as an Airbnb.
That's exactly right. You wouldn't have to worry about him misbehaving. Yeah, drove by his house one time. Well, the Florida house. Didn't look like he had it. I mean, you can't see your neighbors. He had big, high walls. I would think that'd be fine, wouldn't it?
Yes. Big walls make good neighbors.
Taylor earned 12% of the vote for most desirable, followed by actress Jennifer Lawrence with 11% and Amy Schumer at 9%. Why do we have three females at the top?
I'm wondering.
That's interesting. 44% of those surveyed said they would not want to live next to any of the famous folks that were listed on the poll. I got you. Ask who they think would make the worst neighbors. 24% said Trump. Then Kim Kardashian. Okay, this is sad. I've said her name twice, and we're only on the fifth day of the year. But it had to do with trying to, you know, put together the Google Chrome filter of her name yesterday. Yeah. Anyway, she and Kanye West came in at 22% of the votes, narrowly defeating previous least desirable neighbor title holder Justin Bieber, who ranked third this time around. Hillary was fourth. Ho-ho! And 11% of respondents calling her the least desirable neighbor.
But see, the benefit of having them as a next-door neighbor
yeah.
is if you had any kind of sound system in your backyard, you could hook a microphone up.
Mm-hmm.
And when you saw her taking a selfie, you could say, just stop. Stop it.
You could.
Stop it.
Well, and, you know, you could possibly wirelessly attack her computer.
That would be okay, too.
That could be kind of fun. See what you could find in there. Her yoga appointments, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
7:14. If your 2016 calendar has a big old vacation on it, You may already be feeling happy with anticipation. Sadly, a study in the Netherlands found that happiness will peak during the trip and be gone when you arrive home. Yeah, that stinks. The study showed that people who took vacations were most happy before a trip, but no happier than non-vacationers after the trip.
Because you know what you're coming back to.
Well, you know what you're coming back to, and if you're traveling, you know, in mass transportation, probably something to do with a tube in the air, there's going to be something that's not going to go well. I mean, you just kind of count on that. Anticipation, the researchers suggest, is what is the biggest effect when it comes to happiness. Looking forward to that happening. How about looking forward to getting away from one of our biggest problems? 16% of Americans surveyed in a new Gallup phone poll say their own government's the biggest problem.
Jeez. Duh.
Yeah.
Watch listed.
Now, that's down slightly from the 18% last year. What is the government doing better now that they weren't 2 years ago?
Nothing.
The economy registers the second biggest problem at 13%, followed by immigration unemployment. Tied at 8%. Oh. Gallup says that 2015 marked the first year since 07 that immigration was not in the top four problems.
Their collections are better. They're much better at picking up our money.
Yeah, they are. They do better with that. They do. Get those scoundrels who are not paying their taxes.
Yes.
Did I mention the president's going to have a gun summit with the...
Are you trying? Are you just trying?
Well, but
I hear gun summit, I think of a completely different gathering.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, it's not.
Featuring
that.
Ted Nugent.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the keynote speaker.
But apparently what Dan Patrick was on Meet the Press on Sunday, once again, we're going to make it a fast lane. Come on.
Yeah.
Gee whiz. Rest of you people got it all wrong.
Oh, I saw my first open carry this weekend, and wow, was it open carry.
Now, get this. I believe, arguably, the two, well, certainly among the most liberal countries in the world would be Sweden and Denmark.
Yes.
I think that's fair to say.
Socialist countries.
They are now conducting border checks to stem the flow of migrants.
Uh-oh.
See, and you know where the migrants are coming from?
Not here.
Germany. See, because what happened is they got into Germany, and now Germany's stuffed full, okay? And so now they're trying to exit Germany, and Sweden and Denmark says, no, we don't want them. Again.
Just kidding.
Sweden and Germany, but we've got people here saying, let's bring them over by the plane load.
Yep.
You could convince me. Go ahead.
That's fine. Go. Yeah.
You could convince me to have an open welfare society. I might be convinced of that. You could convince me to have an open border society, but you cannot convince me that you can that both can exist at the same time.
No.
It's one or the other.
Yes.
Not both and.
Well, and that's why. I mean, build a wall radiates with a lot of people. They really like that idea. Don't know if that's practical at all, but the whole concept of do something to stem the flow. Something a lot of people like.
At this point, it's almost because nothing is being done. You know, do something even if it's wrong. At least get the ball moving in the right direction.
Well, no, the government believes in that. That is their mantra.
Oh, without
just
question.
Do something
without
even question. If it's wrong. All right, so I don't know. This is a smaller town, granted, but how many hoverboards have you seen? I mean, is this really a phenomenon, or are they just talking about it a lot?
I saw one on campus back in October.
Okay.
On a weekend.
Yeah, and I saw one in a parking lot, you know, during the holidays. But, I mean, they're talking about now they're saying that there's no airlines that are going to allow people to put these on airplanes because they may catch fire, which means just send them on a bus, right?
Yes, exactly. But, or use them to get there.
But are they really selling? I mean, are they something? Are they a deal? And I just don't know
yes.
that. Okay.
They absolutely are.
All right. Okay, that's fine. Anyway,
anybody with a child under the age of probably 17 wanted one.
Okay,
that
well,
I do know for sure.
They got that. Overstock.com has stopped selling them on their website, and Amazon has advised customers who bought hoverboards with unsafe plugs to throw them away. Some of the hoverboards were also found with chargers, cables, and batteries that failed safety standards. In addition to all that, there's been a continuing problem of people falling off of them. Well, that's not the board's fault, is it?
Maybe. I mean, there's software that keeps it balanced.
Okay. Oh, I thought you had to balance it.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's a little of both. You have to have some balance, but it's staying upright. It knows when you lean forward, and it turns the wheels forward.
It knows when leaning forward.
Oh, my God.
Okay, fine.
Guess what we'll be hearing next year around Christmas time.
I guarantee there probably will be one. All right. Anyway, let's talk about important stuff. A battle between Pizza Hut and Papa John's could be good for pizza lovers. See how this works. On one side, Pizza Hut has a new $5 flavor menu. It features a medium one-topping pizza, 8 bone-out Wing Street wings, and the ultimate Hershey's chocolate chip cookie.
That thing looks awesome.
Which is Hershey's triple chocolate brownie. What are you going to do after the second piece? I mean, really? You need to freeze it?
Eat it for breakfast.
All right. Better have some milk.
Yep.
Hershey's triple chocolate brownie, the Tuscany pasta. It's a double order of breadsticks or flavor sticks and 4 20-ounce Pepsi beverages for $5 each when ordering 2 or more.
All that was $5?
I can't. No. I can't. I don't know. I think every one of them is $5.
Oh.
No, you got the chicken for $5. You got the pizza for $5. You got the Hershey's deal for $5.
I'm thinking I'm buying that for $5, and I'll eat on that for a week.
For sure. Papa John's is offering the customer who buys a large pizza at the regular price a chance to buy a second pizza for 50 cents. 50 cents. Wow. Now you understand the profit margin with pizza? Okay. Pizza Hut, which has more than 6,200 restaurants in U.S. America and more than 4,000 restaurants in 100 other countries, is the world's largest pizza chain, but has had flat growth in sales compared to Domino's, which is 13% growth in the last year. Papa John's is 5th. So where's Domino's? They're just going to stand on the sidelines and let these guys battle it out?
Probably.
See how all that
$10,000, who shall... Excuse me?
Got to pour the milk.
No milk.
I'm afraid your time is almost up.
Yeah, okay. I got it. That's fun. Hello.
Hey, so back to your vacation story a minute ago.
Yeah.
If I can't afford to go anywhere, can I just open up a bottle of ketchup and get the same happiness?
Anticipation.
Very nice. All right. Well, we didn't have our Carly Simon catalog open, or we'd have played that for you. Miss Universe. Pia Alonzo Wurzbach, which, again, what a great name.
There's a T in there. It's Wurzbach.
Oh, sorry. Wurzbach has finally revealed what she thinks about the plan to share her crown with Miss Columbia. There have been people who have said that Steve Harvey humiliated her by announcing her name by mistake, and she ought to get to share the title.
Instead, she gets the green participation crown.
Yes.
Pia says, uh-uh, no way, not gonna happen. During an interview yesterday morning on a TV show, she said, I think it'd be a little bit difficult for two girls to share a crown. Yeah. But she said she has no hard feelings about Mr. Harvey. She said that he should be given a chance to host the Miss Universe scholarship pageant once again next year, and called him a breath of fresh air. In what world should this lady get to share the crown? Is that how we're going to do that? Oh, you finished second? That's okay. You can be just like the people who won. How's that?
No, you're pretty.
Yeah.
You're pretty.
Yeah. Well, no, let's try that in sports and see how that works. Oh, you missed the final basket? That's okay. We'll just let you be co-champion, too. Probably not going to work. Scotland police have a great sense of humor. Sent a tweet out. After finding some cocaine in a park in the Isle of Skye, that's in the West Coast. Quote.
Thanks.
Okay. In case you care. Quote. If you get back to your house tonight on Skye, #Skye, and realize your cocaine is missing, we've got it here at the police station for you. End quote. No word on whether or not
any takers.
Yeah. I think probably at some point they were smart enough to go, yeah, okay, that's a lost cause.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
David Gardner says, hope you have a happy new year. Don't forget that Valentine's Day is 6 weeks away. We're waiting for you. Yeah. If you're that guy, if you're the one who really does get ahead of the crowd, David Gardner's is there for Valentine's Day special gift. Ladies, if you're that gal who does that and looking for something for your guy, then David Gardner's has that too. They've been fulfilling wishes for those type of public holidays as well as very personal ones for over 30 years. David Gardner's at 911 University Drive. They actually do create jewelry there and manufacture it there as well. You see the drawing board. And again, one of the things that David has always enjoyed is coming up with lots of new designs. And you can take David Gardner Creations, things that he has been creating there in the store for decades, customize it to your own personal use. This could be a very special first Valentine's Day for you. If that's it, then let the folks at David Gardner's show you things within your price range, within your taste, or within the taste of the person that you're buying for, or you think. And don't forget the David Yearman VIP Club. Great time for you to become a member of that if you haven't been before. Buy David Yearman jewelry and accrue points to be used in the following year. Pretty neat deal, and they have some double point days as we move on through the year that you'll be able to take advantage of. All that for you at David Gardner's 911 University.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Hargrove Insurance, Terry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports there at 202 Holloman Drive East, or go to actionsportstx.com. We'll have some sun today. 53 or so will be the high temperature. Light tonight will be down around 42 or so with a slight chance of showers. It's up to a 60% chance of rain during the day on Wednesday with a high of 57. 80% chance of rain on Wednesday night. Then the good news is it moves out of here. And on Thursday and Friday, really nice temps. 68 degrees will be the high temperature. A little bit cooler on Saturday at 62, and peaking ahead to Sunday, it looks like we'll be probably around 50 or so. So, got a couple of days of unseasonably, I'd say, warm temperatures as we head toward the end of the week. Right now, winds out of the east at 6, 86% relative humidity, fair skies, and we're looking at 35.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Kenneth Stokes, a Jackson, Mississippi councilman, up the ante in the ongoing war between liberal politicians and law enforcement. In a flashpoint, police from three towns joined a chase to apprehend a Walmart shoplifter who assaulted people in the parking lot. Councilman Stokes was apparently offended that the cops chased a criminal in his town. Interviewed on a CNN affiliate, Stokes called on residents to attack the police. He said, "Let's get rocks, let's get bricks, and let's get bottles. Because when people start throwing stuff at the cops, they won't come in here anymore," Stokes said. The councilman then doubled down in an interview with the Clarion Ledger newspaper. "When you have these police officers coming from other jurisdictions and they won't respect human life, then I said we should use rocks, bricks, or bottles to try to get the message over. Stop endangering our children," he told the paper. Now, in Stokes's mind, such as it is, the cops are the criminals for trying to apprehend criminals who prey on innocent citizens. He believes a cop should be violently assaulted by citizens so the cops get the message to allow criminals free rein. Now, what if a citizen follows Stokes' advice, throws a brick at a cop, and gets shot for endangering the cop's life? Stokes and other liberals would no doubt demand the cop be prosecuted, and Obama's DOJ would no doubt come right in and oblige. We're living in dangerous times where insanity seems to be the norm each and every day.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, did you know that each time you use public Wi-Fi, shop online, or give out your social security number, you leave a trail of digital breadcrumbs? Yeah, and thieves can use this digital information to steal your identity and take everything you own. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect signs that somebody has picked up your breadcrumbs. And unlike the free credit monitoring services that only alert you, LifeLock has a dedicated resolution staff to help clean things up if all those breadcrumbs get messy. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, You can keep doing the things you do every day and feel better protected. Isn't it time to help protect yourself from someone eating your financial lunch? Plans start at $9.99 a month. Call or visit LifeLock.com now. Promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10% on your membership. LifeLock's at 800-440-4833. 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 36 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning. I'm Patrick Seinert. The annual BCS Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference is Wednesday, January 27th.
If you're a business person in Bryan College Station and you're wanting to plan for 2016 and forecast upcoming economic trends, you're going to want to be at the Economic Outlook Conference.
Vice President Glenn Brewer says this year's keynote speaker is Tracy McDaniel, President and CEO of the Texas Economic Development Corporation.
Members, it's $85, non-members $100, and we can still get you a table of eight, a reserve for $750.
Brewer says the conference is at the Hilton from 7:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. You can find more information online at bcschamber.org. It's time again for agencies to apply for United Way's community impact grants.
So our community impact grants are investing. That's how we invest in our community. When people contribute to United Way, that's what their funds are used for. And so every couple years, we go through this application process, and it's where agencies have the opportunity to apply for grant funding.
President Allison Prince says agencies interested in applying for grant funding must attend a mandatory information session today at 10 a.m.
If you are intending to complete an application, you must have attended either the session that was in December or this session. You don't have to attend both because they're the same information, just one of the mandatory information sessions.
Prince asks those interested in attending this session to RSVP by calling United Way at 696-4483. The application deadline is February 12th. It could be 3.5 years before a YMCA location is open in Bryan College Station, but Councilman Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says plans for both cities are moving forward.
College Station, not far from here, near the Scott and White Hospital, we are moving forward with plans for a full comprehensive YMCA as well. More to come, but things are moving forward. Okay. So we're excited about that and what that will bring to our community.
Mooney says YMCA representatives are looking at providing a recreational center at the Blinn campus in Bryan.
Blinn College facility is the one that's on the fast track right now. That's not to say with some developments that have recently happened that we couldn't see College Station come up to the same pace. But we're probably looking at about a two-year window before we actually see dirt being turned, and 3 to 3.5 years before a ribbon's cut.
Mooney says as plans progress in Bryan, they expect to work with one of the hospitals as well. The backlash in Austin against newly passed regulations on Uber and Lyft continue to pick up steam, with restaurants urging diners to sign a petition from Ridesharing Works for Austin.
The petition would tell Austin City Council to let the public vote on the regulations. Lyft's Chelsea Wilson says in a statement, quote, "Tens of thousands of Austinites urge the City Council not to pass rules that make it harder to get a safe, affordable ride. Instead of listening to their constituents, Council moved forward with duplicative regulations that stifle innovation," unquote. City leaders are expected to meet with Uber and Lyft in coming days in an effort to iron out differences and keep the ride-sharing companies operating in Austin. In Austin, Eric Lycum, TSN News.
Iran and Saudi Arabia are at each other's throats. 3 years ago, that would have meant soaring prices at the gas pump. But today, prices are down because oil traders say the two OPEC giants won't be cooperating on raising prices anytime soon. Will Spear of Gas Buddy says U.S. production remains high despite layoffs in the Eagle Ford.
Even though we've been seeing a decline in rig count, it needs to start actually equating to lower production.
And Spear says today's average price around San Antonio is just under $1.70 and the lowest in 7 years. We should expect the average to fall into the $1.50s by the end of February. As the debate over background checks on gun sales heats up in Washington, D.C., state lawmakers in Texas vow to make it easier to get guns.
Having law-abiding citizens having guns is a good thing.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Meet the Press making his case.
When every American citizen can simply have a gun, does not have to go through a long ordeal or pay a high price. We're going to address that in Texas.
As for President Obama's anticipated executive order calling for tougher background checks, more inspections on gun dealers, and ending the gun show loophole, Patrick says. This.
You're never going to stop bad guys from getting guns with background checks at gun shows. America have their guns, let them defend themselves, and America will be a safer place.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 36 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news on the way at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Seinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, we believe that when you search for a home, your experience online should be as personalized as your experience in the real world. Your decision to call a house home goes beyond the number of bedrooms, baths, and price. Now you can also search by commute time, schools, neighborhoods, parks, public transit, and other things important to your lifestyle. Welcome to the friendliest search in real estate, bhgliving.com.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home magazine. At Home magazine is 64 pages of local articles reaching local homeowners. At Home includes everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. And At Home magazine is featured at the 2016 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising pricing, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Aggieland Carpet One is Aggieland's best flooring store. Listen to a past customer comment. Great teamwork. We were very happy with everyone. The large display mock-ups were very important in making our decisions, and scheduling was a breeze. We will recommend you to all of our family and friends. Aggieland Carpet One was a pure pleasure to work with.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley-Davidson on Highway 6.
It's 7:37, Aransas Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs and drilling bell-bottom piers, Anchor specializes in polyurethane concrete raising. Driveways, patios, sidewalks, swimming pools can easily be raised back up to the right position for a fraction of the cost. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are the numbers.
Sunshine will be with us today, but it'll be passing through some cloudiness. The pattern across the region starting to change. We're partly sunny today, 50 to 55. Turning cloudy tonight after midnight, we run the risk of a shower. Lows by morning, 40 to 45. Cloudy tomorrow, there could be a shower. Highs will be up to about 55 to 60. Showers may be a thunderstorm tomorrow night. Lows 50 to 55. Turning partly sunny Thursday with highs close to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M football picking up a new old quarterback, sort of. We'll have more details on that. SEC Player of the Week in men's basketball heads to Texas A&M as well, and more coming up in sports here in about 12 minutes or so.
And the train wreck that is that guy who used to play football here. Wow.
Yeah.
That's okay. It doesn't matter. If that was the worst thing that a Dallas Cowboy player had ever done, that'd be amazing.
Well, I think they're the odds-on favorite to get him.
He so fits in. He so fits into that program. That'll be perfect. I don't know. I'm not sure. There's a whole lot of people that can be in your business when you're back in the state where you played ball. Just saying.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I'm looking at a picture of the bottom of the San Antonio River right now.
Ooh, that's scary.
That's fun. No, they do it every year.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't know it was concrete lined.
Oh, is that right?
There's a truck driving across it.
How can it be that nasty if it's concrete lined? I thought it's because there was mud underneath there.
A few million people walking around it all
throughout
the year.
Bar, hotel, bar, 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 hotel, bar, hotel. That's how.
And barge.
Yeah.
And barge.
Thank goodness styrofoam floats.
Yeah.
Easy to pick out of there. Yeah.
And okay. Bottom. Nope.
Never mind. Okay. So it's they're cleaning it now. They wait till after the Alamo
through
Dome
the ninth.
And,
yeah, it's a New Year's. Actually, I think they said
they're trying to find Trevon.
I don't know if they still do this out of concern for public safety, but it used to be you could walk through there, help them clean it up, and anything you found you could keep.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't. No.
Finders keepers.
They don't make a neoprene glove that's thick enough for me to want to do that. So do the hotels come down to reasonable rates during that time, since there's no river to look at?
I don't know.
Yeah. Makes it easier to cross to the other side, though, instead of having to walk to the next cotton-picking bridge.
I guess also, though, probably the photographers are all set up to start shooting next week, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
When the water's the cleanest it could possibly be.
Yes.
Oh, change all the light bulbs that have burned out and make sure the water's clean. All right. Got our checklist for 2016 done in the city of San Antonio. All right, so can we call it the Gignormous Consumer Electronics Show?
No.
Kicked off.
Why would you?
I don't know. Las Vegas last night. So here's some of the top tech trends that Mashable.com says to expect. Cars of the future. This year is expected to be a car show like no previous CES. This year, several big automakers planning huge unveilings, including the official Chevy Bolt, supposedly one of the first long-range affordable electric cars. Audi, Mercedes, Beamer, Ford, and Volkswagen also planned major events. Volkswagen's got their own problems.
Yeah.
Volkswagen, they've got their emissions issues. Yeah. They're also releasing an electric VW bus.
Yes, I saw that.
How fun.
It looks a little different. It's not a carbon copy.
Is there enough metal to be able to paint weird stuff and flowers on? And all? Of course, you could wrap them now.
Yeah.
You could wrap them.
It'd ruin the clear coat. I don't think the previous ones had a clear coat.
Yeah, you could wrap them and it'd be almost anything. Anyway, also Android Auto, Apple CarPlay, and other Connect car systems will be everywhere. Last night, new concept car, Faraday Future.
Yeah.
A Chinese electric car company aiming to take on Tesla directly. Okay. Well, but I mean, are they going to have all the, is it going to be in English or Mandarin, or are we going to be able to read that stuff? I don't know where the windshield wipers are. I can't read Mandarin. Anyway, virtual reality poised to take a big old hit this year. Come out big time.
Pre-orders for that Oculus Rift begin tomorrow.
Yes, that is imminent. By the way, next hour, things that rolled out at the Consumer Electronics Show and what year they did, so as we look back. Other things, the Google Cardboard. What is that?
It fits over your eyes like a virtual reality headset would, but you put a phone on there.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Mm-hmm. Okay, that'll make you crazy. Samsung Gear V, also hoping to be part of that thing. Rise of drones. Yeah, they're regulated, but, you know, that's going to be fun. I guess now that would be pretty weird, I guess, in the hall to have all these drones bouncing around up there. How does that work? Don't let your drone get into my drone?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
you have to worry about airspace in the convention hall because of that?
Especially when they replace the guy in the helicopter with a drone for traffic monitoring.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun. All right, next level streaming from the folks at Netflix and YouTube. They will have a large presence. Expect streaming services to jump into the virtual reality trend, also providing 360-degree containment content. Wow. I mean, I like my Netflix. I'm good with that.
Do you remember Netflix almost sold out to, or they tried to sell out to Blockbuster?
Yeah, I told you that story, didn't I?
Oh, maybe.
Did I sat at the table with the two guys who started Netflix?
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It was a long time ago. It was at a postal conference, because that's how they delivered then.
Yeah.
They needed to be there and understand the technology that was there, because that's how you got it. You got it through your mailbox. Yeah.
Yeah. When they first wanted to get into streaming, the CEO was going to sell 49% share to Blockbuster. Mm-hmm. Let them name it Blockbuster Streaming, and Blockbuster said, no thanks.
Yeah.
2 years later, Netflix is on the upswing again,
right?
And Blockbuster is shutting
is
stores.
Yeah, they're done. Are they done?
No, they're done.
Okay, yeah. They didn't ask me if I wanted to invest, and I didn't ask, and I probably should have. Personal transportation, hoverboards, as we mentioned, got their launch at CES last year, and we all know what that did, apparently. The Gogoro Smart?
No clue.
Okay, it's a scooter. A foldable hoverboard designed with portable batteries for recharging and not exploding. There are also smart bikes, and the first drone that could carry passengers will be. Thank you.
That's not a drone at that point. If it carries passengers, yeah. It's a plane or a helicopter.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that what that means. Look, so we got like four new elements in the periodic table.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right? Just when I got it last week, I got it memorized, and now they're adding four more. Time magazine says the elements 1, 15, 17, and 18 were created in a particle accelerator at Livermore Laboratories in California. Element 113 discovered in a similar way in Japan. All of the new elements currently have placeholder names. Yeah, I'm not going to say them.
Yeah, I wonder.
They end in TM. Okay.
Yeah. And there was one they didn't expect.
Oh, yeah?
The element of surprise.
Oh! I should hit a commercial on that. That's pretty good. That's not bad. Now, this is kind of fun. We talk about and joke about NASA being relevant. And I don't know if this makes them relevant or not, but I think it sounds kind of cool. NASA has released images of the alphabet taken from space.
What?
Very cool satellite images depict all 26 letters of the English alphabet found in pictures on Earth land masses, bodies of water, even plankton blooms. The letter A, found at Bonnot Bend, a portion of Utah's Green River. B is a satellite image of the Arkansas River and Hola Bend Wildlife Refuge. C is found in an astronaut's space snapshot of a man-made island on the southern end of Bahrain Island off the Persian Gulf. NASA says the project was inspired by Dr. Seuss when a NASA writer was reading a lot of stories to his kiddo. Said that the ABC project is a work in progress and they want the public to help. If you have found a better or more accurate looking letter than the one that's in NASA's collection of satellite images, contact the agency, earthobservatory.nasa. Now that's kind of fun. I mean, we don't make money off of that or anything, but that's okay deal. Yes.
Yeah, no more elements of surprise. We're going to ask you to play music.
Thank you. You're right. Hello.
If they're supposed to be doing Muslim outreach, why didn't they use the Arabic alphabet?
Well, that's, yeah. Aha. Oh, don't. Look. Yeah. Yeah. Don't start.
Winter's here, and as the old song says, baby, it's cold outside. But it's toasty inside your Rattler's convenience store all January long. Stop in for a piping hot cup of coffee or whip up any size cappuccino for only 99 cents. Take along some delicious Rocky Mountain popcorn, two for only $2 with your registered Rattler's rewards card. One bag now, and one for when you're going home. Or pick up two more along with any 12-pack from the fine family of beer from Bud, Miller, or Coors. Only $10.99. Rattler's. Friendly, clean, Texan.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Sometimes what we think is a parenting problem is really a marriage issue. It's a key reason couples have trouble resolving conflict. They focus on their kids instead of coming together as a couple. See if this scenario sounds familiar. One of you thinks it's important to hold your kids to a high standard whenever it comes to grades. The other, well, doesn't place quite the same importance on grades as long as the children are trying their best. Problem number one is there are two different sets of expectations. If you don't see eye to eye, you and your spouse will be set up for conflict every few months at report card time. Problem number two is you're looking at this as a parenting issue because it's about your children and their grades. But at its core, this isn't about your kids. It's about your marriage. You're a couple who's divided, and you need unity. It doesn't matter whether your disagreement is about grades or some other parenting matter. You and your spouse need to get on the same page, and that's a marriage issue, not just a parenting one. So talk about it together. Be willing to compromise. Even if you don't agree completely, you have to find a way to be more together than apart. You simply cannot lead your home as a couple from two different places. Figure out a standard you can both live with and come together in unity. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500. 800-261-7500. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with Look at Your Sports. It is 7:50. Following a standout performance in the Aggies' win over Cal Poly and Arkansas, Texas A&M's Jalen Jones has been named the SEC Men's Basketball Player of the Week. Here's Jones following the lights-out play.
Yeah, I was just trying to do everything I can to try to help my team win the game, and my teammates were finding me in the right spots. I was able to knock down a couple shots, and that helped my defense as well, and I picked it up on the defensive end, and just happy that we came out with the victory.
Oh, and by the way, the Associated Press released their top 25s. The guys weigh in at number 21. The ladies move up to number 13 in this week's AP poll. On now to the gridiron, where Trevor Knight has decided to play his final year of eligibility for Texas A&M University after graduating from the University of Oklahoma. Knight is a 6'1", 207-pound quarterback and was highly touted coming out of San Antonio's Reagan High before enrolling in Oklahoma. Redshirted in 2012, was an MVP of the Sugar Bowl when they beat Alabama in 2013, and an academic All-American for the Big 12 back in 2014. He only played six games this past season and graduated with a finance degree from OU in December. World silver medalist Shamir Little finished third in the voting for the Women's U.S. Athlete of the Year in Track and Fields News magazine. Little, who is now a junior at A&M, was the only collegiate listed among the top 16 athletes. A jump now to the NFL, where the dust is finally settling on Black Monday. Tom Coughlin has resigned after 12 seasons and two Super Bowl victories as the head coach of the New York Giants. The 69-year-old Coughlin was 110 and 93 with three division titles with the Giants after going 72 and 64 in eight seasons as Jacksonville's original head coach. Here's ESPN's Dan Graziano on Tom Coughlin's plans.
Nowhere in the statement does he say he's retiring, and it did come to my attention earlier today and yesterday that Coughlin is at least intrigued by the idea of continuing to coach and might be interested in talking to some of these teams that have openings.
His decision came after the Giants completed a 6-10 season and missed the playoffs for the fourth straight year. Mike McCoy will return as the head coach of the Chargers despite finishing 4-12 this past season. That's the worst record they've had since 2003. Indy will keep their head Colt. Chuck Pagano signed a four-year contract extension.
I love this city. I love this community. I love this team. I love my job, and I love this this organization and the players. But we're going to roll up our shirt sleeves once again and continue to chase that ultimate goal and reach that mountaintop together.
And on now to Johnny Football News. Johnny was actually back in the building yesterday for the Cleveland Browns. The word from some of the Brown teammates said that Manziel was in meetings with owner Jimmy Howsam and their new director of football operations, Sashi Brown. Owner Howsam said Manziel's future will be decided in the next few months, but his tone Sunday was far different from the full support that he had given Manziel in the past. We'll hop over to the hardwood, where James Harden scored 30 points as the Houston Rockets rallied in the fourth quarter to beat the Utah Jazz 93-91. It was never in doubt as Kawhi Leonard uncorked on the Milwaukee Bucks.
Leonard left of the key, fakes a three, takes a two, top of the key, 20-footer good for Kawhi Leonard. He's got nine to lead the way for the Spurs, and Kawhi now 3 out of 5 from the floor.
The Spurs trashed Milwaukee 123-98. And that's your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggieland Carpet One is Aggieland's best flooring store. Listen to a past customer comment. Great teamwork. We were very happy with everyone. The large display mock-ups were very important in making our decisions, and scheduling was a breeze. We will recommend you to all of our family and friends. Aggieland Carpet One was a pure pleasure to work with.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox Home Comfort System. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling at 979-690-2278 today. That's 979-690-2278 for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year. License number TACLA 28101C. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. The last time we sat down and talked before we were hijacked by the young lady, your shadow.
Adorable, right?
She was awesome. She did a really, really good job.
Love her.
You were saying that the inventory was down a little bit, so this would be the time to actually get your house on the market as soon as you could.
Yeah, I mean, we really talked about getting ahead of the crowd and looking at January and February, since we start seeing sales pick up in March. So it makes sense to really start focusing on that. Inventory is so low right now, below 250,000. So there are not a lot of choices out there. And I find that the buyers who are looking at this time of year are really serious, legitimate buyers. Summertime, you get some tire kickers and things. So be prepared for maybe fewer showings for the next few months, but really serious buyers.
We've seen the ebb and flow of this come and go in the price ranges as well. Has it been like this recently, or is the price changing a little bit on that?
We've seen some weird ebbs and flows throughout the year. So maybe beginning of 2016, we'll talk about what that looks like.
Find out more at zarealestate.com.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have been your go-to tax preparer, bookkeeper, and small business experts for 33 years. As a reminder, don't stress over your tax preparation this year. Call us and schedule an appointment, 691-2345. You may qualify for a refund advance of up to $750. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 12 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
About 4 minutes till. Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTW. Kiddos back in school today, is that right? Everything back to normal public schools? Well, just so you know, a public health campaign in the UK shares this scary little fact news. Kids between the ages of 4 and 10 consume the equivalent of 5,500 sugar cubes a year.
Goodness.
Sugar comes in lots of forms, soft drinks, cookies, breakfast cereals, desserts, and more. Experts say a five-year-old shouldn't have more than 19 grams of sugar per day. That's about five cubes. Well, they do. Sorry. Understand what the experts might say, but that's what kids are going to do. And if you give them an opportunity, we were talking about that yesterday and with regard to juicing, that fruit pretty much is nature's candy. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of, are you going to have
the
it
fiber
out there?
Helps balance it out, which is why fruit juices are a little counterintuitive.
Right. It's not quite as healthy as you'd like to. But if you get pulp, dude, it's okay, man. Yeah. As long as there's pulp in there.
Oh. High pulp, Grove Stand.
Yeah.
Man.
Thanks to the people who would like to be able to nap anytime, anywhere, a crowdsourcing campaign for a sweatshirt with an inflatable hood has raised $70,000.
It's brilliant.
It's on Kickstarter. They launched it back in November. Backers who pledged $49 expected to get their items by the end of March. The makers of Hypnos Hoodie fundraising goal was $30,000. Again, they got more than twice that much.
Oh, wow.
Really? You think this is a smart thing, huh? Kevin.
Kevin?
Kevin's what?
Yeah, he's busy.
Where'd he go?
No, I'm here. I'm pondering.
Oh, okay. Ha ha!
Wait.
Yes, is it $49 worth of pondering good, right?
Yes. Huh?
Okay, just saying. All right. And so a company in Northeast China requires women to apply to have kids in advance. The unnamed company said it hoped to prevent short staffing by creating a timetable for employees who are planning to get pregnant.
That's like so many comedies. All right.
Just saying. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. 10-year-old Australian boy. Have you seen this kid?
No.
Eats the entire watermelon.
What?
You haven't heard about this?
No.
Oh, Mitchell Savici was caught on video while attending a cricket match. In the clip, he is seen downing almost an entire watermelon.
Goodness.
Starting with the entire rind, okay?
Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
He admits that he's doing it to get attention.
He's chomping into it.
He said, I saw people do crazy things to get on television, so I thought I might try it too.
Talk about fiber.
In spite of his newfound internet fame, he says, I'm not really a hero. I'm just a normal, average kid.
I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
Normal, average kid. Just saying, all right, President John F. Kennedy was assassinated by the Central Intelligence Committee. According to a so-called expert. But it's Scott Waring who's a UFO expert, so he'd be an expert on this too, right?
Aha.
He claims that JFK was demanding the release of those top-secret files regarding the extraterrestrial visits. Apparently, that didn't sit well with the CIA, so they bumped him off, according to Mr. Waring. He claims the president sent a letter to the head of the CIA 10 days before the trip to Dallas, and in that letter reportedly said he was afraid the Soviets would mistake UFOs for a sneak attack by U.S. America. So he wanted the U.S. to cooperate with Russia. We're telling you this after yesterday we told you Hillary has promised. She promised if she gets elected president, she's going to tell us where Area 51, what they got over there, and going to get that whole Project Blue Book out. Yeah, she said that yesterday.
Better watch her back.
She'll say anything to get elected. It's 8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station. Brian.